Well, hello again. I'm your host, Eric Reynolds, and I'm back again with Rocky Lee, relationship coach from claritycoach.ca. And we're discussing the most common problems that couples have in their relationship together. Now, Rocky, marriage is hard work and over time, a mixture of taking things for granted, hurts and grievances, built up anger and frustration, unmet expectations, and everyday stress can rob us of the kind of close, loving relationships we truly desire. Now, let's get your insight into some of the problems couples encounter. And I'll start with this. You know, often couples just want to quit. So how do you address this when you hear, what should I do if I want to quit my marriage right now? Or I never imagined that it would be so hard.
Yeah, great question. Well, the truth is that marriage is hard. But let's think about how you actually felt when you first got married. You were totally in love. So my response is fall back in love. And there's really one simple way to fall back in love. Start being thankful. Get grateful. In fact, start right now by asking, you know, by asking yourself, what are the five things that you're thankful for about your partner? Now, the number two thing that you can do to really make things a little bit easier for your marriage right now is stop seeing your partner as an obstacle or a problem, but instead see your partner as someone who loves you and who wants to get close to you instead.
Now, Rocky, what about in a relationship where, say, one person feels like they're giving more into the relationship than their partner is?
Yeah, great question. And, you know, usually when I hear people say this to me, what they're really saying is that they're going through a lot of intense stress in their life right now and that the needs that they have is not being met. So if you're feeling this right now, here are three simple questions that you can ask yourself. Number one, what am I dealing with in life right now that is stressing me out? Number two, what need am I feeling my partner is not meeting as I am going through this stress? And here's the last thing, and this one takes a little bit more time for most couples to really learn, but formulate all of these things that we just asked. What are you dealing with in stress? What need that you're having? Formulate that into a request and not a demand. And oftentimes when we're stressed out, we always give our partner demands. And demands can be really disrespectful, but if you formulate it into a request, now our partner will begin to take notice and begin to make changes.
Now, Rocky, my last question. What about the couple that finds they're just arguing all the time? Now, is there any way to stop the arguing or to, you know, de-escalate the conflict?
Yeah, wonderful question. Again, number one question that I get all the time. And here's my simple response. Arguing is actually healthy, despite what people think. Marriages are not intended to have no arguing at all. Arguing is totally healthy. But there are two things that you can do right now to make sure that when you guys do argue, that it becomes resourceful, it becomes beneficial, and that you actually learn something from each other. So here are the two things that I would recommend. Number one, create a vision for your marriage. What exactly do you want in your marriage? Right? Start with that. Number two, create some rules for arguing that will safeguard the sharing when it gets really intense so that everyone plays by the same rules.
You know, Rocky, thanks so much for your insight into, you know, some of those problems that couples encounter. And of course, for our listeners, if you can think of someone who might benefit from what we've covered, forward this on to them. I promise you they'll thank you for that. Now, of course, we can't cover all the answers in depth in this limited time together, but if you really want to get some clarity, rediscover joy in your marriage, and have a stronger and more committed relationship than ever, call Rocky at 778-883-7203 for a 60-minute, no-obligation consultation. Now, for Rocky Lee and ClarityCoach.ca, thanks so much.